Never forget this day. It's really, it's very confusing because it's very sad for me that this was the day I lost him. And also, in the same time, it's one of our glorious days that for Egypt as a whole.
Did he have premonitions about his death?
Well, Charlie, I'll tell you, since he announced that he's going to Jerusalem, I was aware of every cell of my body and every part of my mind. I was knowing that he will be killed. And he was aware of this, really. But even though he didn't thought of himself, he didn't think of himself, he thought of the Egyptian people, because our people were suffering, going through wars, our financial situation was very hard. And he thought the only remedy and the only solution is to have peace with Israel.
You are here and you say you have found yourself in teaching.
That's true.
What did you find?
During my teaching here, I feel this also is continuing his mission by being between students, American, communicating with them and understanding their way and trying to also to give a good image about Egypt and the people.
It must be both a blessing and also, in some ways, excuse me, a burden to have lived with so powerful and influential a man. It's hard to escape the shadow that he continues to cast over you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult?
Sure it is. It's not that easy because, you know, I can't escape from it. And also in the same time, I'm very proud of it.
What do you miss the most?
His voice. You know, he had such a very loud voice. Sometimes I was, especially at the beginning of my marriage, I was very angry of this. And many times I cried when he used to shout, and then I was used to it later on. And this is the main thing.
Do you miss the pipe?
I was always quarreling about the pipe. I hate smoke. I hate, even smelling the smoke. And whenever we used to ride the car going out, and then I always tell him, please close the window because of my hair. And then I say, well, please open the window because of the smoke. He said, oh, I don't know how to close it or open it. Well, you have to.
Speaking of the peace effort that is so much a part of what you do, both in terms of teaching and was a part of what he did in terms of the opening to Jerusalem. The recent meeting between Mubarak and Peres, are you encouraged by that?
Sure. Sure. Any meeting, any relation with Israel, sure, it is very encouraging.
Why is it so hard?
Because there is no Sadat. That's it.
What can Mubarak do to make peace more likely?
Mubarak is already having peace with Israel. There is no problem with Mubarak. The problem is with the Palestinians. They have to recognize Israel.
Is it a problem with the United States that we are not, we're too beholden to or too close?
You are not recognizing the PLO.
And that's wrong.
Yes, yes, I have to say this because you can't make peace and ignoring one part and one essential part of it.
And as soon as you say that, the Israelis step forward to say, can we tell you about how many Israelis have died at the hands of terrorism?
Let us forget about the past. And both sides, the Palestinians and the Israeli, have to sit together, negotiate, fight each other, whatever they wanted to do. But I assure you, at the end, they will reach a solution which will benefit not only their two countries, but the whole area. Let them think of their people, not themselves. And let them forget about the past. This is the only solution.
Tomorrow, Ms. Sadat will fly to Cairo. She will visit the cemetery where he is buried on the anniversary of his death, just as she does every year.